Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, will speak first on the Old and New Testaments. This should take about less than 2 minutes. No new thing in that called the new. In the true substance of that called New Testament, there is nothing new. That content referred to by the words of the term NT New Testament deals with the same issues as that called the old. Called the new is merely a continuation of that called the old. And that called the Old Testament remains relevant and of the essence throughout the entire Bible. And of course, that information is relevant and of the essence to us today. The preceding statement coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is backed by the authority of Ecclesiastes 1, verses 9 and 10. It says, there is no new thing. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been already of old time, which was before us. And keep in mind the things spoken before time, the things written aforetime were written for our learning, those of us today and forward. It has been already of old time, which was before us. So again, I say, that content called New Testament is not new. It does not introduce any new thing. But that content is unequivocally a continuation of the old. The proof is in its content, that is, the content of that called the new. And the law in Ecclesiastes 9, verses 1 through 10, says so. I find the proof of that cited in Ecclesiastes 1, verses 9 through 10, is in the content of the true substance called the new. That's a very enlightening statement, backed by the law in Ecclesiastes 1, verses 9 through 10. That call the new, or the content of the New Testament, is merely a continuation of that call the old. There is no new thing, says the law. And of course, that is evident in my teaching. Study Lawmaster's Archives. It's there for your learning. It is there for your good. Next thing, picking up from the last time, I have some questions which speak to all people. According to all things in the AZB, Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, I, Tommy L. Hart, am God. I am the God which the AZB calls for, upholds, exalts, promotes, and speaks so much about. Again, that is evident in Lawmaster's Archives, the teachings of God, the teachings coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And of course, for your benefit, for your knowledge, God uses the AVB, the Authorized Version Bible. That is the people's handbook for things pertaining to their God, Tommy L. Hart. So when I say Bible, I'm speaking of the AVB. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Let me say this, and let me read this statement again. According to all things in the AZB, Tommy L. Hart, Tommy L. Hart is the God which the AZB calls for, upholds, exalts, promotes, and speaks so much about. In light of the evidence I have given to you concerning God, the Bible says in James 4, verse 7, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Question, why have you not submitted yourselves to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart? The Bible says, trust in the Lord. In light of all the evidence I have given to you concerning you and your God, why are you not trusting in the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart? There is no other God. The Bible says in Revelation 19:10, worship God. In light of all the information, all the evidence I have given to you pertaining to God and you, why are you not worshiping the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart? Why The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 12:13, fear God and keep his commandments. In light of all the evidence I have given to you pertaining to you and your God, why are you not fearing and keeping the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart? Why? The Bible says, be obedient to the voice of your God. In light of all the evidence and information I have presented to you pertaining to you and your God, why are you not obeying the voice of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart? Why? The Bible says in Psalm 100, verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. I say to you, in light of all the evidence and information that I have presented to you concerning you and your God, why are you not obeying? Why are you not serving the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart? In light of the preponderance of evidence I have given to you, the people, concerning your God and your law, why are you not, one, obeying the voice of, two, keeping the commandments of, three, fearing, four, worshiping, five, trusting, and six, submitting, and there's also serving the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart? Why? Why are you not submitting yourselves to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart? What's in your Bible? Do you know what is in your Bible? All these things I will read off at this time have to do with you. What is going on in your Bible? The question is, what's in your Bible? The AVB Post Handbook on Things Pertaining to Their Lord and Their God, Tommy L. Hart. What's going on in your Bible? And what's in your Bible? In the AVB, the Gentiles, alias white people, are talking among themselves. That is a thing going on in your Bible. In the AVB, the law is speaking to all the people. That's a thing going on in your Bible. And if it is speaking to all the people, then it is speaking to you, each individual. What's in your Bible? In the AVB, the Gentiles are speaking to God. Just a couple of things they say to God. They say, thou art our God. They say to me, that is, because they say to God. They say to me, thou art our God. Another thing they say to me, they say, we are your people. What's in your Bible? In the AVB, the Gentiles are talking about the law. They are talking about and they are in agreement with the law. They say that we know that the law is holy. That's a statement they make. The law is holy, and others as well. What's in your Bible? In the AVB, the Gentiles put themselves under the law of God. Things going on in your Bible. What's in your Bible? Do you know what's in your Bible? In the AVB, the Gentiles covenant to serve the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. They covenant with one, among themselves, with one another, to serve the Lord their God. Tommy L. Hart. They say, we will serve the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. And remember, the Lord God supplies his name. Because when these things were written, and they were written aforetime beforehand, they did not know the name of God. God had to it's God's duty to provide his name once he comes. And that's what I have done. I provide my name. So in the AVB, the Gentiles covenant to serve the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. In the AVB, the Gentiles give themselves to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The Bible says, the law says, the people first gave themselves to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. What's going on in your Bible? Do you know the things in your Bible? What's in the AVB, the Gentiles call God to come and reign over them? Things going on in your Bible. Now, with clarity, in the AVB, the Gentiles call God, whose name is Tommy L. Hart, to come and to reign over them, the people. Very important things in your Bible, things that are in your handbook pertaining to things pertaining to God. Things having to do with things having to do with God and you, the people. In the AVB, the Gentiles make promises to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. They make promises. Go to Lawmaster's Archives. Keyword could be promise or promises in the title. It's your responsibility to know the things that are in Lawmaster's Archives. That is your duty, because it is your duty to know the law. That's your duty. In the AVB, God is identified. And the information pertaining to these things is in Lawmaster's Archives. God is identified in the AVB, the people's handbook pertaining to things concerning the Lord and them. In the AVB, God's possessions are made known. One statement which I've brought forth with regard to this is Psalm 24, verse 1, which says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let's read it with clarity and understanding. The earth is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart's. The world, and they that dwell therein. The earth is the Lord's, and the world, and the people, and the Lord's name is Tommy L. Hart. In the AVB, your relationship to God is given. Things in your Bible. And what is your relationship to God? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Psalm 119 says, to God, to me, all are thy servants. The people are the servants of God first gave themselves to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Your relationship, that of servants, possessed by the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. God, in the person of Tommy L. Hart, has come to claim that his. And what does the law say belongs to God? The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. So, the question, what's in your Bible? I just told you things that are in your Bible. What's going on in the Bible? I just showed you things that are going on in your Bible. Current events are announced in the Bible. What is a current event pertaining to you and God? The Lord is with us. That's a statement in the Bible, in Luke. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. You hear the Lord's voice at this present time. He is the speaker here at this time on Lawmaster's broadcast. With all the information that I have made known, that I have presented to you, all the evidence, all the knowledge concerning you and your God, the people have no excuse. I presented a statement last week saying the people were speechless. Remember the question from last week's broadcast? Why do you transgress the commandment of God? Why do you transgress the commandment of God? And that's to the Gentiles and to black people and the other non-Gentile people. The question is, why do you also transgress the commandment of God? The law says you are speechless. You have no excuse. The law says that in Romans 1. Let me turn to that. Romans 1. Romans 1. Listen to this. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. That which may be known concerning God and about God. First of all, the things are manifest. The things are given in the Bible, knowledge concerning God, and God himself gives his name. So, Lawmaster's Kives. That which may be known about God is manifest in Lawmaster's Archives. Look at this. For God hath showed it to them. The things I have shown to you, the people, things in Lawmaster's Archives, which I have shown to you, the people, God has showed it to them. I've shown you the law. I've shown you all things. I've shown you the name of God. I've shown you just many, many things. God has showed it to them. I've shown you the things that I should show you. Okay? That's a fact. That's a fact. Listen to this. Let me read on. For the invisible things of him, God, that is, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without his excuse. Now, by the things that are made, which give knowledge of God, the things that are made are the works of God, the works of the Lord God, Tommy, your heart. Those things make God knowable. That which we know about God is manifest in them, is manifest in Law Master's Archives. I clarify Scripture. I make Scripture easy to understand. Another fact. I do that. That's what I do. Okay? The things that are made that pertains that, that speaks to the works of God, all things, the law and other things that are evident in Law Master's Archives, even his eternal power and Godhead, here it is, here's the clincher, so that they are without excuse. The Bible says, the law says, you are without excuse. You're speechless and you are without excuse. Bible law, the chief law, principal law of the people. Now, it goes on to say, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Will you not glorify me as God? Will you not acknowledge the fact that I am the God of the Bible, meaning the God which the Bible exalts, promotes, talks about so much and all, and that I am your God? That's just the fact of the matter. You can't change it. Speechless and without excuse, you are still subject to the law of God. All the people, queen, king, prince, princess, judges, premiers, ambassadors, presidents, all the people are subject to the law which I speak of, the law which I present. The law presented first in the Bible. Christianity teaches lies and fights against the AVB and God. Keep that in mind. Because if you notice all the things that I read off in the AVB, the Gentiles are talking among themselves in the AVB, the law is speaking to all the people in the AVB. The Gentiles are speaking to God in the AVB. The Gentiles are talking about the law in the AVB. The Gentiles put themselves under the law of God. In the AVB, Gentiles covenant to serve the Lord their God. In the AVB, the Gentiles give themselves to the Lord their God, top of their heart, and other things. The church does not teach these things. In effect, the Gentiles, alias white people, have set themselves and their Christian doctrine and the other people they dominate, one against their principal law book, the AVB, also known as King James Version, and two against their God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart. That's what you see coming from the Gentiles and their Christianity. They are fighting against God. They are fighting against the Authorized Version Bible. They are fighting against the truth of the Authorized Version Bible. Their doctrine consists of nothing but lies. To cause you, in effect, to what? Resist the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. It's an evil thing the Gentiles, alias white people, are doing, positioning you against the Lord God, the God of the Authorized Version Bible, the God which the Authorized Version Bible exalts, promotes, upholds so much about. Remember the question, why are you not submitting yourself to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart? Why? Why? Do you know what's going on in your Bible? What's in your Bible? I have told you. Join me next time.
Okay.